I pray that we all work to continue to establish our faith in the right things of God and not the things of this world. That the Spirit of the Lord is able to lead us to the throne of God in a way that we honor God and honor our Lord Christ Jesus. So let's walk through establishing our faith as we're led by the Spirit of the Lord today. See, we all walk by some sense of faith. We either have faith in ourselves and other of the things that's in this world, like our job, our education, our businesses, or our finances. Not many have no faith at all. So the question is, what is your faith established in? An important point in determining who and what we should establish our faith in is the understanding that the value we get out of establishing our faith in someone or something, does it lose value over time? So we know many worldly possessions loses its value the minute you take ownership of it. So something that loses its value so quickly, or something that loses its value at all, it's not something you and I can establish our faith in. So let's closely look at faith so we can establish our faith in the correct thing. In Hebrews, faith is defined as the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It goes on to say, by faith we understand that the world was formed by the word of God, and said so that the things which are seen are made by things that are not seen. So we have faith to a lesser degree or to a greater degree, simply by what we're willing to do to cause our faith to grow or not grow. See, many of us only place our faith in things we can physically see or touch. But true faith is being able to place our trust, our hope and dreams and value and energy and life in the hands of God who we cannot see. When our faith is at work in the Lord and His Spirit and truth, it separates us so we can obtain a deeper, more intimate relationship with God the Father and our Lord Christ Jesus. So if we try to walk in faith without a personal relationship with God, our faith will fail us. Faith is not something we externally display to others. It's what we demonstrate to God from within, from our heart. See, our faith should be a daily demonstration of what God has done, what Christ Jesus is doing, and how the Holy Spirit is changing us. Our daily walk should show just how much faith we really have. And we have to focus on the things that brings us into a closer relationship with God. We're not seeking a little faith. We want great faith. Faith that can move mountains. See, if we have a pure heart, a clear conscience, forgiveness in us, a strong prayer life, God's love in us, God's peace and joy in us, then our faith will be strong. We must seek God to obtain a pure heart. Cry out to Him so He can create a pure heart in us, so we can establish our faith without a changing all the time, without having the world having such impact on our lives, because we're now steadfast in Christ Jesus. Go with me to Psalm chapter 51, verses 9 to 12. See, the error we make in establishing faith, we place it in the wrong things. Faith, our faith must be established in the correct things for it to be at work in us and work in the world and useful for God. Psalm chapter 51, verses 9 to 12 says, hide your face from my sins. Blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a pure heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit in me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. See, if our heart remains focused on this world or things in it, our heart will perish with use because there's nothing good in us or in this world. See, Christ said, we must have a pure heart so we can please God. So our faith is established correctly so we can see the Lord and enter into God's presence. We have to receive a pure heart so we can establish our faith. We must flee from evil desires and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. We can't have anything to do with foolish, stupid arguments because we know these things produce sin in us. Help us, God. See, to establish our faith, we have to have a clear conscience again. Our mind can't be weighed down on things of the world. We can't be worried about stuff and talking about our faith as being at work. See, having a clear conscience allows us to refrain from judging others, even ourselves. We know that God the Father appointed Christ Jesus as the judge over all creations. There's no need for us to judge anything or anyone. We have to show faith in bad situations. We have to show faith when someone comes against us. We got to show faith because by showing faith, we then are able to show love. See, for us to establish our faith in God, we cannot indulge in much wine or pursue dishonest gain, but to have a sober mind. Our faith has to be grounded in truth so we can serve God with a clear conscience. See, we need to ensure that our faith and conscience is strong and steadfast. There's nothing to prevent us from serving the Lord. See, another component of establishing our faith is allowing the Holy Spirit to examine us and remove any unforgiveness that we are holding inside. See, we won't be able to establish a strong faith life if we harbor unforgiveness in our hearts. See, we take it to God, requesting forgiveness, repenting, and forgive those who sin against us so we can offer the fruit of our lips to God in service through our faith. In Matthew, Peter asked Christ, how many times are we required to forgive others? Christ replied that we have to forgive those who sin against us 70 times 7. See, Peter thought we only had to forgive a person 7 times. Faith is about being able to forgive, knowing God has and will forgive us. We have to be careful with our faith. See, after we have gone to God many times requesting for him to forgive us, we cannot be the type of believer who cannot forgive others. We need a forgiving heart because the measure we use on others will be the measure God uses against us. It will be the measure of the strength of our faith. See, when we combine our faith with a strong prayer life, we'll establish our faith so it expands beyond our needs. We start praying and believing that others will experience God's glorious riches and they will be strengthened by the power of God through Christ Jesus. And their faith will be established correctly in God. We pray that Christ Jesus would dwell in others and lift up their hearts through faith. See, our faith will have us established in the love of God so we can grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ Jesus. Our faith in God will cause us to develop a prayer life that will have us praying both day and night. There is power when our faith is mixed with prayer from a pure heart. Through faith and prayer, a sick person can be made well. See, because the Lord hears the prayers of the faithful and he raises the sick person up. If the person has sinned, the Lord will forgive him. Establishing faith is like establishing trust in someone. And though we may want to trust another person, we don't know if we really can until we walk with them. Faith is the same way. See, we can say we have faith in God, but we don't know the measure of our faith and we start walking with the Lord, start going through some things with God. See, that's when you and I understand where our faith is. It's the same thing as you and I trying to trust somebody. See, you don't know if you can trust somebody until you go through something, until you go through a battle with somebody, until something shows up that you realize, I can trust that person. See, that's what God says. Test me, he said. And I show you who I am. So it's just the same. You and I need to establish our faith in God by walking with the Lord. Establishing our faith in God the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus, can not be envisioned without the believer coming to fully understand God's love. Faith is not based on us receiving. It's based on God's love. See, the only way our faith can be established and work is by us being able to express our faith through love. If the love of God is not part of our faith, then our faith will have no value. Not only will it not have no value, but God won't count it worthy. Without love, there is no faith. The Lord is faithful. And if we establish our faith in him and in his love, he will strengthen and protect us. As we establish our faith in the Lord, our confidence will grow as long as we continue in the commandments of God. Go with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 3 to 5. See, this is not about us establishing our faith in God one day and in the world the next day or in ourselves. This is about you and I working to establish our faith in God, working to establish our faith in Christ Jesus in the right way so we can overcome all things. It's because God will be with us. We have to see this. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 3 to 5 says, "But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command. May the Lord direct your hearts in God's love and Christ's perseverance." See, our faith must not only be established in love, it must be rooted in love. We must grow in the love of God so our faith will increase. We're commanded by God to have and express love to others, to love the Lord with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. This can only be accomplished if we have a pure heart, a good conscience, forgiveness, and a sincere faith. See, only through God's love can we establish and grow our faith. It's the only way faith will be established correctly in us. It's the only way we can become one with the Lord as we continue to seek and practice the pattern of faith that is based on sound teaching, prayer, in God's word. See, God who sees all things will see that we establish our faith in his love, and he will recognize our faithfulness. The Lord will see our desire to do good deeds, to serve, to persevere and grow. And once our faith is established in the peace and love of God, nothing will be able to make us stumble. Nothing will be able to make us fall. Seeing as our faith in God the Father, our Lord Christ Jesus, continue to increase, we can experience the fruit of the Spirit living on the inside of us, which is love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, all because our faith is established in God and God alone. See, our faith needs to grow in the Lord. And as we learn how to live by faith and how to let the peace of Christ Jesus to rule in our hearts and learn how to let the Word of God dwell in us richly, we who are called to live in peace through our faith in Christ Jesus, it will generate gratitude in our hearts for we have received from the Lord. So establishing our faith in the Lord is just the start. We must continue building ourselves up in the most holy of faith, praying in the Spirit, keeping ourselves in God's love as we wait on the mercy of Christ Jesus to bring us into eternal life. Our whole lives will change. There's no way we can remain the same. Faith in Christ Jesus will save us. Faith in God the Father will change us. See, we are instructed not to waver because it creates a divided loyalty in us, a divided heart in us. We become unsettled in our spirit. A person with a wavering faith is blown and tossed like the wind in the waves of the sea. Go with me to James chapter 1, verses 6 to 8. Wavering faith is what we see most in this world. One day we act like we have great faith in God. And then the other day we act like the world has just been so cruel to us, so hard on us. Our faith, nobody can even see that we have faith. See, that's wavering faith. You and I have to be able to establish our faith in God and it not be moved. That we become steadfast in our faith. James chapter 1, verses 6 to 8 says, "But when he asked, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He's a double-minded man, unstable in all he does." See, when we see someone demonstrating wavering faith, we need to pray for them and have mercy and help them. We need to do what we can to rescue them by snatching them from the flames of sin. We must be cautious and not contaminate ourselves, though, so our faith is not weakened or brought down or so both of us are lost. See, we have to make sure that we're strong, that our faith is firmly established in God. No matter what happens to us, we will not stumble and fall. See, when you and I are able to walk in our faith established in God, that's when God can send us out and help somebody. Because our faith has become strong because we walk with the Lord. See, a true believer must work to ensure their faith is unwavering, not allowing circumstances and situations to put doubt and unbelief in us. We're sold out to God. There's no fear in us. We are courageous and secure in Christ Jesus. And we receive victory over our enemies, and victory over our circumstances, and victory over our situations, and victory over all our sickness and disease. See, we have unwavering faith in God because our faith has been established by God. It's been established through Christ Jesus. And we are not moved. Some of us start out without any faith. We don't even have faith in ourselves. But most of us have faith in some things. Actually, when we come to Christ Jesus, it would be better if we had no faith at all than for us to have things, faith in some things in this world and not in God alone. See, we have faith in ourselves. We have our faith in our jobs. We have faith in our education. We have faith in our marriage. We have faith in our family. We have faith in our knowledge. We have faith in ourselves. And some of us have faith in God the Father and Christ Jesus. See, but it's not all in God. You see why God says we need to establish our faith in Him alone. You and I come to God, we come to Christ Jesus, and we establish our faith in Christ, but we have faith in other things. We have faith in several things all at one time. So when something happens, it all depends on what we're looking at, or who we're looking at, who we actually go to for help. Because, see, our faith can be in somebody else. Therefore, we look counsel for somebody else. See, our faith can be in our bank. So we go to our bank account and hoping that the bank account can help us and get us out of this situation. See, our faith is not established in God alone. God wants us to have faith in Him and in His Son. Not in ourselves, not in our education, not in our jobs, not in our marriage, not in our families, not in our knowledge. Only in God. That's when you and I have our faith established correctly. See, when our faith wavers, we need to seek God first so all His righteousness can clothe us. We can't worry about tomorrow or what trouble tomorrow will bring. God's grace is more than enough for you and I today. See, we have to fight the good fight of faith, holding tightly to the eternal life for which God has called us. Obeying the commandments of God without wavering so no one can find fault in our faith. We continue to increase our faith each and every day, working on ourselves. Working that the Spirit can uncover some stuff that our faith can be made strong through Him as we wait for the return of Christ Jesus. So let us do the work. Let us establish ourselves in God. Let us establish our faith in the right things of God. Don't mix it. Don't try to take stuff from different places. And don't try to depend on different things with your faith. If you and I want to have faith in God, our faith has to be established in God and God alone. Praise God. The Lord is faithful. As long as we establish our faith in God based on His word, we will win. Praise the Lord. Christ Jesus can be the only source of our faith. Nothing else will do. Nothing else can do. Thank you, Jesus. Teach us, Lord, how to establish our faith in You and the Father. Keep us, God, from mixing ungodly teaching and beliefs into our faith. Let our faith stand on God's word, stand on His promises, stand on God's love, stand on His Son, Christ Jesus. See, there are many things that can take our faith in the wrong direction and away from God. We have to be careful what we allow into our faith, into our belief system, into our understanding. Make sure it's only from God. Make sure it does not make us waver in how we believe in God. See, God is faithful. Our faith must take on the faithfulness of God, the faithfulness of Christ Jesus. We must establish and grow our faith so our faith in the Lord is great, holy, and unwavering in God's word and Son Christ. We must be faithful in the Lord, faithful in God's word, faithful in prayer, faithful in obedience, faithful in service, faithful in giving, faithful in forgiveness, faithful in marriage, faithful with our children, and faithful in our calling. Being faithful in God's love. See, this is why our faith gets established. It gets rooted because God's word teaches us how we need to have all these things as part of our faith. So then we can be able to demonstrate our faith to all who comes to us. We're able to demonstrate it to our spouse. We're able to demonstrate it to those on our jobs. We're able to demonstrate godly faith because we're steadfast in God and they won't see us wavering. See, when some bad news come our way, they don't see us downcast. See, we have faith in God. God will get us through. And even if God doesn't, we know we have life with God eternal. See, this life is not our home. This is not the thing we worry about. Our faith is not established in this world. Our faith is established in God the Father and His Lord, Son Christ Jesus. See, our faith is established in the working of the Holy Spirit. See, our faith is only in God. Be faithful to God. And God, who's always faithful, will be faithful to you. And He'll move in our lives. He'll cause us to overcome some things. We just need to keep seeking God. Keep growing and establishing our faith in God and His Son, Christ Jesus. And God will not disappoint us. He will come through. We will have victory. In the name of Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank You. Thank You for Your word, God. Help us, God, to examine our faith and make sure our faith is established in the right things, God, so You will bless us. You will lead and guide us through this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.